It was the third time we had been to the Passover, but this time was different. Now he was famous or infamous. Certainly everyone was talking about him. And this time he didn't walk into the city. This time he rode in on a donkey's colt. To think of it, our Jesus riding in. Only the most powerful and wealthy people ride in our land and our times. Yet there was Jesus, the man our rulers said was a rebel, a troublemaker. Yet it was all just as it had been written by the prophet Zechariah centuries ago. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. Not that we remembered those words at the time, though of course the Pharisees and all our rulers would. They know the scriptures. But for most of us, it was only after he went to glory, that we realized just how much of his life was written in the words of the ancient prophets. At the time, most of us just struggled to keep up. Literally, crowds of people came out to meet him. They cut down branches from palm trees and made a great procession, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." It seemed like the whole world had come to meet him. And it really was the whole world. Not just the Jews, because that was when some Greeks came asking to speak to Jesus. Oh, we always say Greeks, for every land around us speaks Greek. So it doesn't mean they actually came from Greece. What it means is they weren't Jews. And I think that's the important part. Looking back, it seems that was the real turning point. It was as though it was the signal to Jesus that the end really was near. He said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." Then he talked about a grain of wheat having to fall to the earth in order to bear much fruit. Of course, we all understood that. How else does the farmer harvest the wheat each year, other than by using the seed from the year before? Perhaps you see it in your land too. He talked of other things then, about loving selfish earthly lives more than life serving him, living a life that follows Jesus more closely, a life still on earth, but one where we follow his will, not our own, a life of sacrificing our will to his. I still ponder those words now. Oh, how they haunt me when I know I've been selfish, self-centered, following my will rather than God's. There is more that he said then. John has written it all. It is too much for me now. He talked about his soul being troubled, asking if he could be saved from this hour. Words about how one day he would be lifted up from the earth and how he would draw all people to himself. And it is when he spoke about the light. He said, "The light is among you for a little while longer." Yet we didn't realize, didn't understand. I think he was trying to prepare us for what was to come. He said, "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light." And he said, "Whoever believes in me, believes not in me, but in him who sent me." was telling us about our Heavenly Father. Not that we ever thought of God in such an intimate way before then. The things he said to us were so radical then. And he said, "And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness."